Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Night on the Lightship. It is Saturday, May 25th, and we're going to have a wonderful healing call tonight with Ron Ametron. Say hello, Ron. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I know you're there. Okay. So, yes, we're looking forward very much to our trip to the Lightship later in our program. And maybe we could start out with
this service is provided by freeconferencing.com. Please enter your access code.
Clearing, Ron, for people to get a sample of energy right away.
Access code accepted. There are three participants in this.
Yes, right. I'm sorry.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, yeah, we'll do the light beam first.
Please announce yourself.
Turn the light beam up on your screen.
All callers are muted.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll do an emotional clearing. So again, think of a situation that you may have encountered. We'll try to clear that from you here. So clearing this, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So see how everybody's doing, and back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And if we have any new listeners tonight, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. You can learn about all the different healings that he does. There are many free healings, and of course, we recommend very strongly that you go there to get yourself cleared out and ready for ascension. One thing I want to mention is this Sunday, there's an 8-hour call. And if you would like to be on that, they're very, very helpful and valuable. And we have some questions. If you have any questions tonight, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we have quite a few questions in there now, Ron. And the reason I mentioned the 8-hour call is the first question is about the 8-hour calls. So we could maybe explain a little bit more about what they are. And I'm sorry, let me just get back to that email. Boom, boom. Is it possible for those of us on the intensive, and that's the 8-hour call I was just talking about, and who are in quarantine, to ask to go to a room with a computer and work with a light being on our whole lifetime healings that we have purchased in order to maximize our time in quarantine?
Okay. Normally, when you're in quarantine, you can't request healing inside the lightship because you're not there. When you're doing a clearing, then very possibly the light beings are doing it for you and you are there. So if you're doing a clearing, I would say that would be correct, yes. But if you're not doing a clearing, you will not be in the lightship doing the energy. So does that make sense?
I think so. I think so. So basically, it's not going to be, I think what you're saying is it's not going to be that different if you're sitting in your own home, putting on your computer and doing your healing than if you ask for, you know, to do that up in quarantine, right? It's really almost like you're getting double the healing.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so when you're on the call, the 8-hour call, you are in the light chip and outside of the light chip. And outside, we're doing the alien critters, and inside, you can do physical healing. So that would be correct. And if you are on the call and you want to do like a whole lifetime clearing or something, that will still work during that call, too. I don't know if it will give you a maximum amount of energy on it. You could maybe get a little bit more, but typically, it's not going to be a whole lot because the clearing will be sufficient enough when you do any type of CLS clearings, it's not going to really be that much more enhanced. So, you know, it's just that you're able to do it at the same time. So back
okay.
to you, Ash.
Thank you. And this Sunday is the last in the series for the month of May, but that'll, of course, be run again in June. It's a Saturday 5-hour call and then 3 consecutive Sundays. So you can watch for that on Ron's website. And if anyone has any other questions about the intensives, we would love to answer those for you. Okay, and we have another question in CLS questions, and I believe this is one that that came in on the last show that I co-hosted, and I didn't have time to get to it. Can you tell me how to remove effects from a cult, as I was part of a doomsday cult that I left in 2009? I still get dreams of them.
And oh, boy. That will probably actually be the could be under the hexes and spell clearing, dark side practitioner, organization clearing. So maybe the organization one might be the one that.
Right, organization affiliation removal is what that's called, and
be what you want to go to.
Right, and I did want to be sure and get to that because that's a very painful position to be in, and I'm very happy for you that you found the Creation Lightship because they will be able to clear all that for you, and there might be other people listening that are going through similar things. So there are lots of things we can do to get rid of that. Probably some timeline crashes too, right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Timeline crashes always work very well for almost anything.
Right. Right. Okay. And sorry, I'm just looking for the next email. Okay. Someone wrote in kind of astrological or astronomy-oriented question. On Sunday night, tomorrow, I guess, Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter will form a triangle in the sky. And she's saying, well, please protect any light portals that open and neutralize the negative activity. I don't know if that's something you can do, but perhaps we could do some sort of clearing or protection for us on that?
Boy. I'll have to see what happens real time on that. So I may be working with something on it as far as offering protection. Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But, just keep staying in your body, and that would be probably your best protection to that you can do, that I could offer you, to stay in your body and not go out on timelines. You could crash the timelines on it if you like. Timeline crashing is very, very good.
Right, and that would... We have to do that right while it's happening? Not, for instance, it wouldn't do any good to do it now.
No, because it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
And so normally a timeline crash is for something that you have went through, and you can crash the timeline on it. Going into the future doesn't necessarily connect you to the alien races who are going to be doing it in the future. So normally timeline crashes work for present moment and the past. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay. We have a testimonial about the web coat removal clearing. For the last 4 weeks, it has been very difficult to breathe. Did the web coat removal and all the pressure around my chest stopped, and my breathing is no longer a problem. Thanks, Ron.
Oh, that's great.
That is great to hear. And there are free oxygen clearings on the website on the left-hand side. You just click on those, and they really do feel wonderful to do that. Could we do a sample, Ron, of infusing us with some oxygen?
Yeah, we'll do an oxygen infusion. So here we go. One, we'll bring in one of the numbers that everybody needs here. We'll just bring in one that you need yourself. So here we go. One, two, I'm going to inhale, exhale. Three, four, wow, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that felt really good and really relaxing. Thank you so much. Okay. This is Pete from Australia. I have enlisted, and I was woken up in the middle of the night, which would have been about 10 a.m. Pacific time for you, by clear images of hand-to-hand combat with porcelain-like colored beings. Are they playing with my third eye, or was I really there?
You were there. Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on. Last night I was probably awakened maybe five or six times. So, yeah, the last month has been just intense stuff happening. I don't always see what's happening because I really don't want to at this point. But yesterday I think all I saw was blood and guts when I woke up. So just a pool of blood and stuff. So it's been very, very intense. So that's where we're at here. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, and again, if you're a new listener, Ron is talking about battles going on with unwelcomed aliens that are on our planet. And thank you for that, Ron, and everybody who's part of that. So he sent his second email, and it said, I just built up my life force energy. And when it got really big, I commanded buzz, 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 and now my whole body is buzzing. So I guess, as always, like you said, for this triangle occurrence tomorrow with the planets, that's the best thing we can do for ourselves, stay in our bodies, increase our life force energy, stay heart-centered, and that's the only hope, right, Ron? And to clear out everything, of course.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so thank you for those emails. All righty. So we'll do a couple of more questions about healings and things, Ron, before we go to the light ship.
Sure.
Okay, this is an interesting one since basically we're, you know, talking about our health and stuff. Can a TV commercial activate a disease or a condition in my body?
Yep, sure could. Yep, that's a yes.
Okay, so if this person's aware that, you know, something maybe disturbed them or they felt something shift in their body, that might be the sign that they need to do a death barcode clearing, wouldn't you say, Ron?
I would say definitely, yeah. If you feel it coming on you, then I would do so. Because that means that you're already being connected to the death barcode and you're feeling the energies working that way. So, yeah, I would probably do that if you haven't done a death barcode. And, you know, you may have more than one, but that's what I would suggest. Because when you sense anything's happening to you and you start to realize that you could have something going on, then by all means, you know, look at that. Even if you're older, like I say, if you're probably over 30, more than likely you already have some that's went off and you want to just, you know, get yourself disconnected from these energies. So I would definitely do that. But the I'll do a sample here for people. I don't think I've ever done one for death barcodes before, I don't think. But here we go. We'll just take away the energy just for this show from your last death barcode that you may have had. Yeah, then I'm just going to kind of numb the body out. But it's already a program in you, but I'll kind of numb the program. And we'll just see if your body changes. So here we go. The last death barcode. And typically this will be within the last 5 years. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see what kind of comments we have from people. And we'll go to the light shift about half past the hour here. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That really felt wonderful. Someone is asking, are we still enlisted or taken offline?
Yeah, you're still taken offline, yeah.
Okay.
There's just way too much going on right now, and most people are not enlisted because of what's happening.
Right. Right. By the way, we have... We're happy to take calls tonight. I have an email here from Larry, and Larry, if you'd like to call in tonight, we would love to hear from you. I'm not sure if you meant that you had something for tonight, but in any event, if you're listening, we would love to hear from you live. And I'll move on to some more questions. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. The TV commercial question, we could also do a media clearing on that, right?
Yeah, definitely do that.
I notice more and more that even when you try to avoid the news items, it pops up. It pops up on my email. Now there's something on the upper right of my email, what's trending online now, and they put a little line of the latest news story, I guess. And even if I don't read that, it's just there in my face all the time. And so I think the media clearing is important. Maybe could we do a sample of the media clearing, Ron, if everyone thinks of one maybe annoying thing or something
sure.
They're aware of that may have activated them?
Yeah. Maybe you saw a commercial that you didn't like or one that you really did like. Remember, if you really liked it, then you got kind of, sucked into it. So here we go. Think of that situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And getting kind of rougher, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Okay. We really got a lot of questions in this week. Were our pets meant to live longer, but were also changed by the dark ETs like our bodies have been?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, and our darling pets don't really live that long, do they?
Yeah, I'd say that'd probably be correct, yeah. Remember, as you go through the sorrow of having a pet and it dies, you know, they probably want that, that energy, you know, from you as you're feeling the grief and sadness. And sometimes that's even hard to get rid of, because that better animal could have been your best friend for 10 years, you know. And so whenever you think about it, you might get kind of teary-eyed because it's such an emotional, you know, situation for you, and they just love that. So, boy, yeah, I would say that's what they do. Okay, I heard a beep there.
I think we have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you, Ted?
Hi, Ed.
Well, I've had some unusual things happen to me when I've been out in public lately, and I'm just trying to figure it out. After basically a whole lifetime of not having this happen, and then to have it happen, oh, 5 or 6 times within the past few weeks, it's really piquing my curiosity as to why all of a sudden this is happening. Okay, so I'll be out in public, like usually at the clubs, because I'm a musician, and we'll be out listening to bands or playing, and strangers that I don't know will see me and say, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Well, sure, I'm okay." You know, "How are you? You okay?" You know, they say, "You sure?" Yes, yeah. And they're all asking me that. And another time, I was watching some people dance on the dance floor, and I was like, you know, swaying to the music a little bit. And a girl comes off the dance floor, walks over to me, touches me on the knee, and shakes me, like to shake me awake, kind of a thing. And then I had another time where a girl came off the dance floor, came over to me, touched me, started to say something to me, and then answered her own question in her head and walked away. What is going on?
Well, that's kind of strange. I don't know.
On different timelines from all these people?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling.
They don't know what to make of him when they...
Yeah, because I don't know any of them. But there's the two types. It's been girls so far. They come over and start to say something or shake me like to wake me up, and then I respond, and then they go, they smile, and they leave. And the other one is, it's usually been guys saying, "Are you okay?" Like,
well, it sounds like
I don't know why they're saying that.
I would think that you're probably on a different timeline than they are, and so they may be picking up something that they may not understand, and maybe they, you know, because you're not in the same, or on the same timeline, so they're maybe seeing you as being different, not knowing what it is.
Yeah, I have the feeling it's something like that, but I was just trying to figure out what, you know, is that what's going on? And why would they think something's wrong? Or they, or something's just maybe odd? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's because they don't see you as being like them. That's probably what it is. They don't know what it is, but they know that you're different, so they think something's wrong. You know, that's how I would look at that.
Huh. Okay.
I try not to let them touch you, Ed.
Well, they do it before I realize it, and it's just like real brief. That's what I wonder, too, is it like, do they touch to download something or to upload something? You know what? And they don't even mentally know they're doing it. So whoever's running their program apparently sends them over to touch me.
Yeah, and they have to be able to connect with you some way. That's probably what it is. So they have a program to lure you in.
Oh, boy. The other thing that's been happening, which may or may not be related to this, I don't know, is I think I told you that I get up in the morning, but then I fall in and out of sleep till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll be working at the computer, and next thing I know, I'll be dreaming. The next thing I know, I'm working at the computer, then I'm dreaming, then I'm working at the computer, then I'm dreaming, working. And it's been getting it's been getting so rapid, the shift between my waking consciousness here working on the computer versus whatever's going on in the dream world, that I've been seeing how quickly that I can shift onto and off of two different timelines. I wonder if I'm training myself to do this instantaneous shift of consciousness from here to there, wherever there happens to be at the moment.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty close. So
okay.
I think that you're trying to see how quick you can come out of a timeline.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad it's a good thing.
You're probably preparing yourself for something kind of unusual,
okay.
but that's what I'd say is probably happening.
Okay. Great. Well, good. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Hey.
Thank you, Ed.
Sure, bye. Sure thing. Bye.
Okay, well, we're pretty close to it being halfway through the show, Ron. Does this feel like the right time to go to the light ship?
Yeah, let's have one more question. We can just kind of keep them rolling up the hill.
Okay, I do. And it's interesting, it's back to another planet question. Can you clear us of the energy of Saturn, which is what today is named for?
Yeah, we can take away the Saturn energy, yeah. So this will just be for today here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's get you off the timeline of that, so we'll do a timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's one timeline. Second timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're feeling. We might let you settle in for a minute here. So maybe if we have one more question, then we'll go on the light ship in about 5 minutes, because the timeline crashes can, have you feel just a little funny sometimes. So we'll get you back at being centered. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron, and I did feel that. I do feel a little wonky from that, but I know that it's all good and it's better for us. Okay, here's a great question. And is there a computer clearing to do continuously?
I would suggest probably do... I guess people are asking what to do continuously, maybe every day. That's probably what I think that means. So I would say,
right.
I'd first do the finger exercise that you can do whenever you need to see where you are. So that's the first one. The second one, gray sky clearing. And if you feel like things are kind of attaching to you from the beyond, then you want to do the satellite and the other clearing to take
Earth protection.
Yeah,
the Earth
that.
Protection, right.
Uh-huh. So we have, there's probably about four or five of the free ones that are good. if you find yourself wanting to go further on things, then you can take an emotional issue, and then you want to probably do the timeline crashes on that issue. And that's what I would do, is probably that. Timeline crashes for what you're dealing with here.
Right, right. That's a very good answer, Ron. I took it to mean, but maybe I'm incorrect, and I am having some problems with my computer. I thought she meant for her computer. Like, is there some way to have a healing running that would actually help your computer? But maybe that is not what she meant.
Probably not that I can think of that would be consistent for the computer. You could probably do timeline crashes for that. So that's what I would probably do, is timeline crashes.
Okay. For your actual computer.
Yeah, if you want to get it on
okay.
this timeline.
Oh, okay. Okay, did I just hear a beep? It sounded like you cut out there, Ron.
Yeah, I didn't
okay.
hear one, but there could be somebody
okay.
on. I don't know.
Is there someone there
somebody
on the phone?
No. Go to the light
okay.
ship, everybody.
Okay.
So here we go. You can. This only works live. So we hear it in an archive. You will have peace energy coming your way. And then you know next week to get on the Saturday shows live to go to the light ship. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going up. This only works for you. And what you bring up, what we just specified. So here we go. Going up, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And we're going into a room, and I see them working inside of our mouth. So must be having whatever be inside of your mouth. Typically, it could be teeth. That's what I'm seeing mainly. So here we go, working on our teeth. So I'll bring the energy in stronger, 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 and stronger. And since we're working inside of our mouth, this we also do on the 8-hour calls, everybody get a glass of water, and we'll do the mouthwash gargling water for you. We'll do that in a few minutes here. So just get a glass of water, and since we're doing mouth stuff, we'll just have that added on here. So here we go. Next room we're going into is a room that have porpoises. So that's what I'm saying. So one of the water rooms. And request your healing, so stronger. Remember, you just request one healing, stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going into a room that has the polar bears, so I'd be having this all night here. So here we go. Polar bear energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going into the rainforest room. Here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we're going to go to another location inside the light ship. We'll go into the green forest room. So this is all green energies. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Next room we're going into is the room that has the floating magnets. This is kind of neat. So again, request your healing. So stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger,
and stronger. And let's go into a location that has the green energy. And again, here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the room that has polar bear, penguins. Here's the penguin energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has the unicorns. And we'll be coming back. So here's the unicorn energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And come back from the light ship now. Bring back down. So here we go. Maybe we'll go into one other room here. So, okay, here we go. We're going to the room that has the white light energy. People like that. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There. Okay, now we'll come back. Coming back down. Counting to five, and I'll go from backwards. So from five to one. So coming back, five, four, three, two, and one. And we're here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that really felt wonderful. Thank you so much. When you brought in that wonderful white light energy at the end, it reminded me, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, of how many times in the past I've connected to a white light that I now know to be the white light of the darkness. So could we perhaps do a clearing on that for me and for other people, too, that may have done the same thing?
Yeah, so let's first do the finger exercise. Everybody, check out where you are and put your finger in front of your face, your index finger. You want to describe that to people, Ann?
Sure. I usually close my eyes. I don't know if, you know, that's the best thing to do. Be in front of a mirror and put your finger up in front of your nose and then open your eyes or touch your finger to your nose and see, are you to the right or the left? And if you're to the right, you're in the future, and if it's left, you're in the past. I do it all the time as soon as I feel a little off. That was what you wanted me to describe, right, Ron?
Yeah, and just see what people are. So they'll do a comment on the fast chat quickly here. See if we have
okay.
More people in the future or in the past.
Yes, that would be interesting to know that. I just did it, and I seem to be right here now, so that makes me happy. And also, if I am a little off in one direction or the other, I move my finger back. Instead of putting my finger down and doing it again, I move my finger so it is in the middle of my nose and then bring it down into my heart center. And it feels like it really pulls the energy back down into my body and brings me into the now moment.
Yeah, the reason why I mention it is because we do have that situation of the planets happening, and maybe they're drawing you into a different location. So that's the reason why I want everybody to check to see where they are right now, what their precondition is.
Right, right. Someone's saying I'm in the center. Well, that's good. Last time we did this, Ron said move to the right and left. Well, I believe you did that so that we could experience what it feels like to be in the past for a moment in the future, and then you brought us back. So someone else is saying you said.
Yeah. I can move people to the right, which would be the future. We'll just move you over maybe 1 year. So here we go. 1 year over. So here we go. Moving the energy. There we go. Now you're 1 year into the future. And put your finger up now. And just see if it's moved over to the right a little ways here. I can't really say how far it's going to go. It'll be probably at least an inch. And just see how or where you are. And you may feel a little strange. And when you, if you do feel strange, then you may have a remembrance, like deja vu, of what was going on or happening to you. So you may actually realize that, well, I've been in the future at times not even realizing it. And now we're going to bring you back to center. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we're going to put you into the past. Here we go. Going to the left. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And again, see how you're feeling, where you are. And just check it out. Give you an idea of what happens. And next we're going to put you back into the middle here. So be with us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. A lot of people are saying they were already centered, so that's really good. When you moved... Someone saying when you moved it to the right, they got a bit of a headache. Move to the right, yes, to the right. I guess people seem like the future had got more of a reaction. And Marcy says, thank you. It helps to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, quite a few people are commenting about the Saturn disconnection. Someone said they felt nauseous. That will pass. So that was a heavy one, apparently, for people, Ron.
Yes, I would imagine so.
I guess I have done a lot of, I've done the natal barcode clearing of all the days of the week. So maybe we need to do, like, the word Saturday and the word Saturn, right? Or, and
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, that might work, yeah.
Get some of that energy off of us, especially if you had a reaction, right, to what you did tonight, which is just a sample. If you had a strong reaction, then you might need more planet clearings.
Yeah, and we do have that special one on Planetstar Vortex clearing on the website, too.
Right.
That might be good. What do you want to do next, Ann?
Well, we have a question. Someone wants to know where the Earth Protection clearing is, and that is on the upper left of Ron's website where it says sample. Wait a minute. I should have it in front of me. I believe it says sample healings, and there's a drop-down menu, and you'll see it there. Let me just make sure I'm right. Under search for healing, there's recommended under sample healings it is. And it's called Earth Protect Timeline Crash. And that's a really good one. I run that one all the time when my computer is cooperating. Okay, we have a request for a sample of a cording relief. The past couple of days, I've been feeling something cording my solar plexus. It's been heavy. Thank you. Can we do that for
sure.
The person and for everybody?
Okay, so we'll do... two different types. The first one will be just people connecting to you, doing an energetic cord release there. And then we'll do aliens. So here we go. This is for people connecting to you. In fact, we'll do three. We'll do people who are living, then we'll do entities, emotional bodies, and then we'll do aliens. Well, first one is people. So just pick a location on your body and just see how it's feeling. Did it release that? One, yeah, you got to find a spot, though. And if you have an ache or pain or something that's stiff or just doesn't feel right, maybe it's tender, that's probably because, or not probably, but it could be a problem. So here we go. Find that location. And here we go. Releasing that energy from people connecting to you there. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now we'll do entities. Entities are, remember, these are typically what you call ghosts, energetic life forms that are invisible that used to be in human bodies, which are the emotional bodies, and we look around for a host. So we'll take away that energy now. Here we go. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm going to repeat that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's do now aliens, if you have any aliens connected. So kind of take a note here. Maybe how much relief you've had, okay? Maybe mark it from 10 to 1 or something, you know, a number, 10 bad, 1 is good, and just kind of figure out where you were with each clarion here. Now we're going to do aliens that are taking your energies. These could be the energetic life forms of aliens. Boy, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, take a note of that one. And we'll do one more. I should have thought about this. This is the planet, stars, and cordings here. In vortexes, we'll say. So this is like the planets and the stars courting you. And these are probably aliens anyway doing it, but at least it's under a different eddy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So I'm hoping that maybe you only have one of these. You go, yeah, these helped a little bit, but that one was really the big one. I would hope that that's what you're experiencing. If you're feeling the same type of relief for each one, then nuts. That's all I can say. They love you. So that would be, I would hate to think that you're being hooked up to all of these at one time, which could be very possible, but I would just hope, like I said, that you only have one that's the major one going on. So we'll see what people comment on the fast chat there.
Right.
If you feel something, please send us a, on CLS questions at Yahoo. Just send us some information on what happened. Because we could use that for another show. That would be very helpful.
Right.
And by you describing these to us, they can help other listeners to understand what could be going on with them. Because they may not be doing it clearly, but at least we could bring it up. And they can understand that, I had this ear problem for a long time, and, now I know what it is,
Right.
So, or what it could be. So back to you, Ann.
Right, and even for the listener tonight to mention that she felt nauseous, for people to understand that that can happen, but it's okay. It'll pass, and I think it makes people feel calmer. Earlier, when we first went on the light ship, Ron, the light being started working on our teeth and our mouth, and you had everyone get a glass of water for gargling,
We
need to charge that.
Yeah, I'm in the moment. So, yeah, here we go. Water charging. You can use this tonight to gargle with, switch it around, spit it out naturally. So here we go. Stronger. Just hold it. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okie doke. So that water's there. So use that, and you may have some wonderful relief if you have a maybe a tooth condition or mouth condition or something, and gargle with it or just swatch it around here. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, we have something about UFOs. I heard a celebrity interviewed the other day, and he said that he's seen, for sure and close up, four different alien ships. So it's interesting that these things get out in the media, yet there's this weird, you know, denying that they're there. So someone sent in, a witness in Minnesota has reported sighting a massive fleet of UFOs flying in strange formation. This was April 30th. And there's another one. Two people sent in different UFO things tonight. So I don't know what we can say about that, Ron. Probably just that what they're seeing, that is real.
Yeah, it would be real, whether they're UFOs or not. If they're, it's hard to say that if they are from a different universe or whatever, or are they man-made craft that are here and now they're going to be doing, you know, the disclosure projects. That's what I heard anyway. You know, I guess that's one of the issues that could be coming up this year about, you know, all the governments claiming that they have had sightings and situations and stuff with them. Interactions, we could call it. But they could also want to, you know, bring forth their own particular ships to make an awareness of people that they are here. But the aliens may not want to actually do that, but they could do that to validate what they're going to be talking about. So either way, they could be craft from a different universe or something re-engineered or whatever. And it may not be unidentified. It may be a identified flying object because people here who make them know what they are. So but to you, it still would be a UFO-looking thing because you don't find them in airports. So that's kind of what I'm suspecting. So, and I'm kind of sensing that because if it is true that they're going to be acknowledging sightings, et cetera, I would say it's probably because the aliens are telling the governments that this is what they want to do now, okay? You want to probably do more harvesting of people and stuff. So we're going to now come forward, and now the governments will be saying that, you know, we have seen them for since probably the 30s. You know, we know about that, and now they want to come out and disclose this here. And it's probably because the aliens are saying, okay, now it's time for us to take control, and now we're going to make it look like you're in control, that you're going to be disclosing what we're doing, but we're actually telling you to do this. So that's what I think is happening. So they got their orders. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, we're getting almost to the very end of the show, Ron, and I feel like, you know, and especially when we bring up the alien issues, that it would be nice to end on a mind-to-heart drop. Would you like to sure. take us out with a mind-to-heart drop? And I hope many of you, most of you, all of you, could be on our 8-hour call tomorrow. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and our next BBS radio show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. So any other announcements, Ron?
Nope, that's good. So we got our call tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, 8 hours long, and it's time goes by very quickly, and, you know, you feel wonderful after it. So here we go.
Yes.
Bringing in the mind to heart drop. So I'm going to take your consciousness of your thinking, imagine your spirit to bring that down, get rid of the monkey mind chatter, bring you into peace. So dropping down, I count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so everybody, thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow, I hope. And if not, we'll be on BBS Radio on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. Thank you, Ann. See you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, everyone.